Roscoe Mitchell, the Sun Ra Orchestra, Milford Graves, William Parker, and many, many more. You can attend these performances at Judson Memorial Church, located at 55 Washington Square Park South in Manhattan. By the way, attendance is completely free. If you'd like the full schedule and ticket info, go to artsforart.org or call 212-254-5429. And until then, stay smooth.
Oh no, it's my sweetie's birthday tomorrow and I forgot to buy a present. It's 3 in the morning. Nothing's open. What am I gonna do?
I have an idea.
Tickets. I'll buy tickets to a fantastic event. I can do it anytime, even now, 3 in the morning, by going to the WBAI donation website, give2wbai.org. There's a great selection of plays, events, discussions, concerts, movies. I'll definitely find something. All I have to do is click on the header that says tickets. I'm saved. Happy birthday, sweetie. That's give2, WBAI.org, and click on the header that says tickets.
WBAI is a listener-sponsored radio station that runs on support and annual funding. However, it has recently not obtained the critical funding it needs from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. On Sunday, August 2nd at 1 p.m., the WBAI Community Advisory Board will hold a teach-in. This will take place at the Atrium in Lower Manhattan at 60 Wall Street and will be a time for WBAI to explain why it has not received the staggering amount of nearly $700,000. We are a proud voice of the 99%, but it's difficult to spread their message without the proper resources. Once again, the date is Sunday, August 2nd, 1 p.m. at the Atrium in Lower Manhattan at 60 Wall Street. Please lend us your ears and attention while we work toward a solution.
This is Eljoy Williams, the Pacifica National Election Supervisor, with an urgent message. Candidate nominations for the local station board elections are now open. To download a nomination package, visit the elections website at elections.pacifica.org. This is an opportunity to use your voice and your expertise and represent your community by running as a candidate for your local station board. For more information about the election and to download a nomination package, please visit elections.pacifica.org or send an email to me at nes@pacifica.org. Thank you.
Thank you. Listening to Heart of Mind, Earth at Midnight. And this is WBAI Radio in New York, 99.5 FM and WBAI.org. We're going to play another piece of music common to this program. Listening to is Come to the River by Diane Reeves. And we opened up with Earth by Michelle Indiocello. And it's an interesting combination. One is relatively new, and the other has been around for a while. I've been using that theme since the inception of Heart of Mine, maybe 10 years it's been at this point, maybe 12. But at any rate, it's a beautiful song, Come to the River. And I'm Catherine, the host of today's program. And I'm going to play, I think, another piece of music so that I can make my way to the door and close out some of the background noise. Stay tuned. Interesting for me in this idea of having a program on the cusp as one day ends and the other begins is that it's reminiscent of our world and how we're situated in between two manifestations of reality from the perspective of 3D reality and 5D reality. And so some people think of these realities as, 3D, 4D, as 5D, as dimensions. But really, I think of it more in terms of a state of consciousness in which we arise a little bit from the muck and mire of our everyday existence and begin to have conscious communication with that part of ourself that one would consider to be the higher self, the oversoul, and that we are expanding into the reality of making connection with those lives that our soul has generated into existence from other time periods, from other worlds, perhaps from other kinds of beings or species. The potentials are really quite interesting. And I actually came across an interesting piece of writing, and it's not so much important who it's from. I just find it very encouraging, so I wanted to share it with you. And it is written by a being that goes and is known by the name Sananda. And it says, it's revised the New Scriptures, chapter 5. It's time to reclaim your higher intelligence. The skies are turning bluer, and the people of planet Earth are turning their faces to the sun. Folks everywhere are feeling the light that bathes you all, blessing you with the love of God as you may go through your days. You can feel the lighthearted vibrations of your dear Mother Earth, who is celebrating her new birth, her ascension into the fifth dimension. You are being invited to join in the uplifting energy being sent to you from our Creator, our Mother, Father, Creator, to lift your hearts and to help you experience the power of being connected with your heart, mind, body, and divine will. Your true heart, or as I prefer to think of it, your body, soul, mind, is the place in your heart where you can think, feel, and know things that your brain alone cannot comprehend. You are complex beings, humankind, and you have the ability to establish the neurological connections within your body in an untold variety of ways. Most of you have been trained to adopt the configuration that allows you to think only with your brain, bypassing the greater intelligence of your heart, your body, and your soul. It was believed, under the sway of your scientific approach, that rational thinking is superior to ideas and thoughts, which are influenced by feeling. This arrangement is very unfortunate, since it makes you far less intelligent and creative than you would be had you retained and developed the whole body intelligence you were born with. This has at last been discovered by your scientists, but has not yet changed the way you educate your children or the twisted cultural values that praise mental prowess as strength of character, while often diminishing emotional intelligence as a frivolous expression denoting lack of discipline. I will have suggestions for you here to help you restore your innate connections to the power of your heart. As many of you have discovered, meditation is a powerful tool for restoring yourself to expanding creativity as well as peace of mind. And the next chapter is called The Great Power of Simple Meditation. Let us discuss for a moment how meditation can change your relationship with yourself. You are familiar with prayer and the calm feelings it brings when you send your entreaties and your expressions of gratitude to God or to other masters. We hear your prayers and we work with what you ask of us, in cooperation with your higher self. We cannot go against your master life plan for this lifetime, which your higher self oversees. Yet we are always here offering you support. We always offer love, compassion, and acceptance, as it has been traditionally practiced. Prayer is a one-way conversation from you to us. We wish to open that channel to allow for two-way communication now instead. The great power of meditation combines a calm and focused attitude similar to prayer but with your channels open to receive communication from us in response. Prayer is often used to plead with us for mercy or to stop the pain in your life or in the lives of others. We are not usually in a position to answer these kinds of prayers because these events are not caused by God unto you. They are usually a part of the individual life plan which you worked out in cooperation with God, your higher self, your guides, and your many helpers. Every time you call, we immediately respond to offer relief in accordance with your needs, life plan, and higher self-guidance. Now, meditation is a more open form of communication. It allows you to transform your systems to receive on a higher wavelength, so that you can hear our answers to your prayers. We prefer this conversational approach. It may feel odd to those of you who feel overawed by the presence of your masters, or you might think of angels, guides, but we wish to assure you that none of us desires to be worshipped or held at a lofty distance. We are here to serve you, to teach you, to cheer and to inspire you, and to offer you the love of our hearts. I wish to communicate with you heart to heart, as you might say. Think of this as an activity similar to attending a seminar or a personal tutoring session with your favorite college professor. The teachers are now different from you in kind. They are more advanced along the path of learning by virtue of long years of study and discipline. This simply means that they have cultivated a more expanded capacity to love, and they wish to help you with your own progress. This is the way we see our work. So, this is an interesting series of passages. And as I said, it is titled The New Scriptures by Sananda. And this is actually chapter 5 in these scriptures. It's time to reclaim your higher intelligence. And Sananda is known in spiritual circles, I suppose, for those of you who delve into those things, as the source being for Yeshua, who we know as the Christ, Jesus the Christ. And so here in these new scriptures, such as they are, we have this being who says that he is Sananda, telling us that it's really all equal. There should be no real worship of beings that are in the spiritual realm. They're basically like us. They've just been around longer and know a little bit more. So let's see, it goes, begin to think of yourself as your higher self. We welcome close communication with those who are ready to move ahead in their soul work. This soul work always involves some form of the progression I have mentioned earlier. Learning to take command of your own feelings, thoughts, healing from the traumas and painful memories of many lifetimes, clearing away old patterns you learn to think of as who I am, to make room for the true, brilliant, and free self you can be, and underneath it all, already are. These themes, these rungs on the ladder of learning and ascending, are universal. Yet the way you live through them on the journey of your soul's evolution is wholly unique. You are the artist and engineer crafting your adventures, your lessons, and your lifetimes. I urge you to begin thinking of yourself as the one who is your higher self. In this picture, you embody the sum of all lifetimes, all knowledge, and all growth. Your current personality, along with the collection of ideas, thoughts, feelings, and beliefs, are just the accumulation of response to what you have experienced in this particular lifetime. A tiny part of the soul you really are. Begin a giant leap in your evolution in this very moment by moving your awareness back away from yourself to get a long-range perspective of this body, this short lifetime, and the timeline you have experienced so far. See this life as part of the enormous whole that is your cosmic self. And see that cosmic self as a part of the whole of the great reality, which includes all of creation. When you meditate on this vision of yourself within the cosmic whole, you will begin to see that you are neither a small, insignificant speck, nor a limited and finite human with 80 or 90 years existence. You are a necessary cog in the great wheel of life, a crucial part of this earth ascension, and a beloved child of creation. Every feeling thought, every action, every lifetime plays an irreplaceable part in relation to all others. You have touched innumerable other souls and have been touched by them. There is no insignificant nor expendable being. There is no meaningless nor unnecessary event. There are no accidents that do not play an important part in the unfolding of the shared destiny of humankind. From this perspective, you may easily see the truth. You are precious and vital. When you look at yourself from this perspective, you will begin to understand how we see you. Everyone is precious. Every being is unique. We feel immeasurable love for you. You are the hope for the future of our ambitious project. You have all worked with me on this project throughout many lifetimes here on Earth. Each of your lifetimes have been your way of progressing along your soul path to a higher level of enlightenment. In this way, you have done your own part in creating the rising tide that elevates everyone on the planet. In addition, you have done your part in the interplay with others, your soulmates, acquaintances, and friends. Now, I've been reading for a little while, and this piece goes on for a bit longer. And if I have time, I'll get back to it. You're listening to Heart of Mind, Earth at Midnight. I'm Catherine Davis. Our co-host, Paulette Spencer, is on assignment this evening, and she is expected to return joining us next week. So we'll have a little bit more of a political discourse at that time. This evening I wanted to go into some of the core material historically that is shared on Heart of Mind, which is really about spirituality, consciousness, and health. And I find this particular writing to be particularly powerful for me because I have had some of these experiences of making connections through that so-called veil that separates us from the spiritual realm. Well, I'm finding that there's barely any separation at all. There, if you choose, there really is no separation. Now, you may not have a visual, depends on whether you're, you know, have that kind of clear visual into the spirit realm. Very few people do. Sometimes you can see things, sometimes you can't. But you can also allow the third eye, using that inner vision, to back into the pineal gland, and you can receive a lot of visions that way, and have some visual of what the fifth density experience is like, what beings who are of a higher density. And really, this is really what these dimensions are about. It's about the point or the rate of vibration of a particular level of existence. And 3D Earth, or old third dimensional Earth, third density Earth, is really quite slow in its vibration, and that's why everything is quite solid, appearing to be quite solid. But when you get it to the quicker velocities of density, there are realities that operate at a different frequency that we don't see necessarily, unless you have developed that sight, that second sight. But many people are clairaudient, and they can hear or get sensibilities or get intuition that comes through and from the higher self and those guides that we have in higher densities. And the truth of it is that we're all part of this evolutionary process. We learned Darwin's theory, human beings evolved from the apes, and, you know, there's nothing but what you can see and touch. But in truth, it may be that human beings evolved in some manner from the apes. Certainly human beings are a product of Gaia, a product of this planet. But I think that we're also a product of a much greater force of evolution that happens, that has been going on since the Big Bang. So it means the evolution of solar systems, the evolution of planets, the evolution of life, and that life evolving into consciousness. And then there are the levels of consciousness that have changed over time. And just like humanity went from the agrarian age into the industrial age, and from the industrial age into the information age, we're now crossing a massive transformative barrier in which we're leaving behind the dependency on technology and reaching a point where we can elevate our own inner technology or our inner abilities, our extra senses, our extra abilities, our extra perceptions, to be able to expand the spectrum of what we can see and what we can hear. And it's really clear that we have a very limited visual spectrum. You know, certain kinds of equipment can pick up images in a much broader range of a spectrum of vision. We have a very limited hearing spectrum with our physical bodies, and most animals have a much broader spectrum of what they can hear and what we can hear. And it's really on this level that humanity is reaching a point of evolution where the limitations of our perceptions are being broadened and expanded, and there's an opportunity to cooperate with that expansion and with that evolutionary process by being aware that we share existence with beings on many levels. Star beings, beings who are of a much more advanced society. Now, star beings, some people think that they're actually Earth beings coming out of volcanoes or coming out of the ocean, and they're part of Earth. Some people believe that star beings come from other planets, other solar systems. I think it's all true. I think there's no limit to the variety of expression in the whole creation of the cosmos. So we are presented with an opportunity to co-create this reality as we work towards transforming this world. A lot of the chaos that we witness in the world has been almost a catalyst for some of this transformation. There are great horrors in the world, but there are more and more people also waking up to these horrors and taking responsibility and taking actions to change it. We don't always hear about it because our news, generally speaking, doesn't support good news or positive change or heroic deeds and actions. It tends to feed us negativity. So there's a lot going on, and I considered this particular piece to be a powerful one. You could actually find the whole piece plus a lot more at a website. It's whoneedslight.org. Whoneedslight.org. You can check out this particular piece, the revised, the new scriptures by Sananda, Jesus or Yeshua. And this happens to be chapter 5, but it's there 1 through 5. And it really is interesting because it's a whole different perspective on what the being of Yeshua really came onto the planet to do, what that mission was that was apparently subverted by the established church. As the established church has very little to do with the freedom of humanity, has very little to do with the upliftment and evolution of humanity in terms of capacity. So, in fact, religion has tended to hold people back and cause a dependency on the hierarchy of the church for truth and for guidance. And what's being advised at this moment is that we find our own guidance within our own beings. And this is something that I work with and work on all for myself and have been for many, many years. And I would say that I guess my whole healing practices in many ways is based on this as well. Working with people to move through a lot of this old, wounded, emotional baggage that we lug around and keep ourselves back, hold ourselves back. And there is no one person or one being who has more, knows more, is more than another. We're all equal. I have been working on this for myself for many, many years. And one of the tools that I use are affirmations and meditation. And so I'm going to play a series of affirmations for you as we move forward in the program. I'm not sure we'll get through it all, but I did want to share this with you, and hopefully you will get something out of all this. For those of you who want to connect, you can do that through email, heartofmindradio@gmail.com. And as you'll notice in the piece, I give out the email again. I will happy to send you a PDF of the affirmations that I'm using. It's a lovely photo and the affirmation. I have found them to be very powerful because we have this background noise that kind of gnaws at our consciousness, at our state of being, at our balance, at our heart. You know, all the old stories, all the old doubts, all the old hurts, they keep recycling back into our awareness and undermine our progress. So I use affirmations when I find myself falling prey to those background thoughts. as well as I use specific meditations to activate the energy centers, connect with the source through the earth, through the center of the cosmos, and run that brilliant energy through my body so that I can also, on an energetic level, be uplifted. So this is some of what I'm sharing with you this morning. So we'll see how much of it we can listen to before we run out of time. Good day to you. You're listening to Heart of Mind Radio. I am your host, Catherine Davis. I'm here in New York City, in Brooklyn actually, speaking to you, welcoming you to this day. It's a beautiful day as far as I can see. It's a lovely day to wake up, be up, move about in the world, and make a connection. Make a connection to the world around you. Make a connection inside of yourself. And the subject of today's program is exactly that. Making connection. It's time for us to begin to realize how deeply interwoven reality has become for us. Of course, it's always been true, but we are awakening to the interdependence, interweaving, inter-understanding, and the expansion of who we truly are, and coming not only to realize, but to be able to express in a way that's new and glorious, wonderful for all involved. And when I say all, I mean all that is, because that is who you are, who I am, who we all are together, an expression of the all of existence. Humanity is a being, a single being, and each human, each person is a member, is a aspect, is a point of consciousness within the one being that is humanity. As we come to realize this and express it, it allows us to have a greater understanding of what's happening in our world and why there's so much chaos that appears to be arising in the world. It's because there are many who have been very powerful in their expression, and in that expression, it has expanded into the consciousness of all. And this expression that has been upon the world for the last 100,000, 200,000, 300,000 years has been one of constriction, containment, control of human destiny. But you, in this time period, have received from the all of creation an invitation, an opportunity to take back that control of your own being, the control of your own life. And you can do this by taking personal responsibility for yourself. And I'm not speaking necessarily of that social responsibility. Yes, that's important, to take responsibility for your engagement in the world and your engagement with other humans and with the animals and with nature. That's an important part of taking control and taking sovereignty over your own being. But before we even begin to take sovereignty within the world, it's important to take sovereignty within ourselves. To understand that we have the absolute power to determine what our thoughts, what our feelings, what our emanations will be. And it's this that gives you control over your being. When you allow others, when you allow the power brokers, when you allow the media to have control over what is happening inside of your body, inside of your thoughts and feelings, it is to give your power away. So this is where we start. We start by taking responsibility and understanding that every feeling, every thought, every energy that emanates from our body, from our being, is a choice that we have control over. We can decide how we engage inside of our being.
We can control what our feelings are, what our responses are, how we think of things, how we turn things over in our mind, the conclusions that we come to, whether or not we choose to be sad or angry or resentful. Or we could rather choose to be uplifted and in a state of inner well-being and peace. And this is a responsibility we must all take. In order to liberate ourselves and to help liberate each other in a world that is becoming increasingly chaotic and increasingly driven into upheaval, primarily by those who have this intent, the intent to bring chaos into the world. And as humanity is drawn into this chaos, we emanate that energy into the natural world, and the natural world responds and reflects back to us our own inner chaos. So now is the time of choice. It's the time for each to decide for themselves what it is that they will be. What will their energy signature be? What will your energy signature be? It is your choice, your decision, and your action that will manifest into the world that which you choose. If your life is not what you want it to be, then it's time to look within yourself and reveal to yourself what it is that you harbor deep within yourself. Because what you see is that reflection of what's being harbored inside the soul, inside the heart, inside the mind of humanity as a collective consciousness. And as long as the collective continues to be controlled and manipulated and driven and led into the depths of despair and conflict, that is what we all experience. The answer to this problem is for each and every one to take hold of themselves, to reach deep within and transform that which they want to change in the world. We must transform within ourselves in order to change what is in the world. That, my dear souls, my fellow humanity, is the wake-up call. We are at a time of change, transition, transformation, upheaval, and resolution. And this will occur despite your choice. Your failing to make a choice is also a choice. So now we must make a decision to cleanse the inner turmoil, to let go of all fear, to radiate within to the world that which will foster peace, to think about the harm that is caused by the energies that we give birth to take responsibility for our being and the actions we take into the world, whether we are bringing harm to our family, our brothers, our sisters, our fellow human beings, to our relatives of the animal kingdom, of the plant kingdom. Are we bringing harmony? Are we taking responsibility for what all of humanity is doing within the world? This is what must be taken into account if we are going to make it through this transition and arise into the fullness of our being and bring into our awareness the truth of who we are, who you are, who I am, as the I am individual expression of the allness of being. a powerful being. Everything that you see is a manifestation of your own creation. The key here, however, is to consciously create. That is the time in which we are living, a time in which we can consciously create our lives, consciously create our world. But we must take responsibility. We must understand that we can be the birthing point of all that exists in our world. Humanity on an individual basis, one by one, and in that individual empowerment, will collectively transform this world, will collectively change the world, save the world, allow it to become that which it was intended to be, a truly beautiful, graceful place to exist with joy and with love and with creativity, with sharing. We can do this. And I am encouraging each of you to take a deep breath and understand the fullness of who you are and take responsibility for that. Walk within the world as a powerful being. Let go of any fear. Let go of anyone else taking power over your life. There is a journey. There is some cleaning up to do. There is some realignment of our inner selves, our inner power. Our inner knowing must be aligned with the truth of who we are. And when we can do that, we can transform and we can become that which we were birthed into our lives to be. That is our purpose. Our purpose is to rise into the fullness, the full expression of our expanded selves, of our quantum selves, of the full reality of who we are. And that means to take responsibility for who we are in the world and to open up the communication and the knowing that exists within our being, in the fullness of our being. We're not just bodies walking around on the earth. We're not just the limited aspect of our internal mind, our internal thoughts, our internal feelings. We also have a higher awareness, a more expanded consciousness. We can begin to view ourselves and our world from the perspective of an expanded knowing that is available to each and every one of ourselves. So let's take this journey. Let's say yes to the truth of who we are, and primarily is the understanding that we are love. We are the energy of love. Now, love is not the romantic love that we partake of in our relationships or that we witness in the movies and read about in books. Love is an energy. It is a substance, the core of all creative power. And it's important, it's imperative that you come to recognize and accept your being as a being of love, as a being that is benevolent, as a being that is caring and compassionate. This is the true nature of human beings, because human beings are only an expression of a much more expansive state of being. We have created a world that is embroiled in nightmare, in horror, in chaos, because we have fallen into a state of being separate and a state of being alone. But we're not alone. No one human being is alone. You can appear to be alone. You can be sitting in a room with no other human being around you, but you are surrounded by the loving presence of your expanded self, of the many expressions of your expanded self over millennia of time. You have infinite wisdom within and around you, and it's time to open up into that wisdom with the realization that you are a powerful being. So let's start with an affirmation. Upon waking every day, affirm this with the affirmation, I am love. I am deeply loved. I am love. I am deeply loved. I am love. I am deeply loved. And as you repeat this affirmation to yourself, as many times as it takes for this energy to rise within you, then do so. Every day, make sure that you are reminded of who you are, of what you are. I am love. You are love. That is the nature of reality. That is the nature of existence. And when we lose that understanding is when we fall into depression, into despair, into anger, into resentment, into hatred, into selfishness, feeling that we must hoard things, possessions, resources, money, because we are trying to fill inside that emptiness, the emptiness caused by the rejection of the truth of your power, and the truth that you are the manifestation of love. It's time to change that. Take responsibility. Hold and hug your being and allow with your words for this realization, for this understanding to rise within you. As you open to the truth, your expanded being will fill in with the energy and the feeling and the knowing, the understanding of this truth. I am love. I am deeply loved. I am love. I am deeply loved. This is an assignment. It is necessary. It is the first step in transforming your life, the first step in transforming the world in which we live. When we acknowledge and when we accept the power that is within and that is truly the makeup of our being, we can begin to direct that power into our process of realization and transformation. But it's very important that we continue to remind ourselves who we are and how we choose to live, how we choose to express, and how we choose to be in the world, because it is the being that is where the power lies, more than in the doing. It is the being and the knowing and the allowing of ourselves to express freely and truly from the source of our power, the center of our being. And so I share with you yet another affirmation, one that we can use when we find ourselves in a state of confusion, in a state of despair, in a state of losing the way. We must re-steer our focus onto the path of reality, of creation, of inner power and outer manifestation. So here is what you may say in order to redirect your inner energies in the direction of truth. I am whole, happy, healthy, and complete in every way. I am divinely guided in all that I do. I am divinely protected and can be not harmed by any force outside of my being. I am in love with the totality of my being and accept and integrate all aspects of myself. And I transform all aspects into radiant facets of the totality of my being. I am whole, happy, healthy, and complete in every way. I am divinely guided in all that I do. I am divinely protected and can be not harmed by any force outside of my being. I am in love with the totality of my being and accept and integrate all aspects of myself, and I transform all aspects into radiant facets of the totality of my being. And in this, we begin to take responsibility for who we are and how we feel and what we give birth to into the world. We allow for our thinking, our feelings, our actions to be guided by the divine truth that lives within us. We begin to understand that nothing outside will harm you unless it is a reflection of what is within you. So as we recognize this, we reflect that which we want to experience. And we must love ourselves. The good, the bad, the beautiful, the ugly, all of it is who and what we are as it has been expressed thus far in our lives. And those aspects, as I speak of aspects, are those things that perhaps are part of the shadow self, the darker self, the ugly thoughts, the things we don't want people to know or to hear. We can love these parts of ourselves as well. And as we love these parts of ourselves, they begin to open and realize that they are not dark and ugly. They are parts of your being that have been wounded at a time perhaps when you were far too vulnerable to protect yourself, and when you perhaps were not in the understanding of who you truly are. So when someone said something nasty or untoward toward you, as children, we absorb this and believe it and begin to think of ourselves as bad and evil and wrong and stupid. Well, no, that's not the truth. So as we begin to love these dark feelings within, the light begins to break into that darkness and expand and dispel the darkness that we feel about ourselves. It's very important to understand that we have the power to transform any feeling that is going on within us. We must cease, desist, stop entertaining these negative thoughts and feelings about our own being. I am in love with the totality of my being and accept and integrate all aspects of myself. And I transform all aspects, all darkness, into radiant facets of the totality of my being. And in this way, we begin to bring ourselves into the alignment of the truth of who we are. And when we shed these old energies that we have internalized, we become the truth of this statement. I am whole, happy, healthy, and complete in every way. I am divinely guided in all that I do. I am divinely protected and can be not harmed by any force outside of my being. I am in love with the totality of my being and accept and integrate all aspects of myself. And I transform all aspects into radiant facets of the totality of my being. You're listening to Heart of Mind Radio. I'm Catherine Davis. If you would like to receive the affirmations presented in this program, please send an email to heartofmindradio@gmail.com, and I will send you a copy of each affirmation. It's beautiful with a lovely photograph you can put on your wall to remind you as the days go by. Stay tuned. We'll be taking a break for a few announcements, and then we'll be back with more information and inspiration on Heart of Mind Radio.
Nobody wants to change their own mind.
Michael Frantian's Spearhead is Love Enough. I'm going to go to part two of this program created, a few days ago. You're listening to WBAI in New York, 99.5 FM and WBAI.org on the web. I'm Catherine. Stay tuned.
Everybody wants to live life of kings and queens, but nobody wants to stay and plow the fields. Everybody wants to tell their neighbors how to live, but nobody wants to listen.
Welcome back. You're listening to Heart of Mind Radio. I'm Catherine Davis, and we continue with today's program on affirming our life and learning to manifest and create the world that works for everyone.
Very blessed. We exist at a very unique time, at a very unique space-time juncture in which we have access to the fullness
of our being to the fullness of our power, to the fullness of our expression. And when I say our, I mean the ourness, the hour of you, the hour of I, because you are not a single consciousness, a single point of awareness. You are a massive, collective, unified awareness. And we can now reach into that unified awareness with a full understanding of who we are and bring forth that understanding into the creation of our life. So I offer you this. Again, this is an affirmation that begins to bring forth this awareness into the truth of your experience. Very powerful. I am multidimensional awareness, light, and sound. I am a divine expression of the One Mother Father Prime Creator. I am a child of the Divine Mother and the Divine Terra Gaia. I honor my ancestors, my mother and my father. I am a child of the Oversoul and the manifestation of my soul. I am a child of God and the God of my own creation. I am a cosmic being in human form, creating the manifestation of heaven on earth. I am that I am. In this affirmation, we recognize, cognize, understand the fullness of who we are. Yes, we are multidimensional. The life we see is only a fragment of the totality of who we are. We're not just our bodies. We are our awareness. We're not just physical. We are light and sound. We are energy and vibration. We are feelings and emotions. We are thoughts. We are awareness. There's so much that folds into the fullness of who we are. And our source is the divine expression. However one might think of that, yin and yang, mother, father, God, the great Buddha, it doesn't matter. It's not about religion. It's not about belief systems. It's understanding that we have come from the source of all that exists. The first one awareness that we can think of as Mother, Father, Prime Creator. It is the totality of all, the masculine, the feminine, the parent, the child, the first, the second, the third of all creation, the prime beginning. We are that. We are children of the Divine Mother. The mother energy is the birthing energy of humanity. We are the children of this beloved planet, Terra Gaia. It is a living being that provides all that we need to live and grow and flourish. We have to learn to take care of this beautiful home. And we honor our ancestors. They are with us. We share the DNA, the intelligence, the history, the knowing that is held by our ancestors, and we can tap into that. We honor our mother and our father. They also are of the source. They have given of their lives that we may be birthed into this world. We must honor that and understand they are our human parents, but they're our soul family, our brethren, our sisters, brothers on a soul level. We honor them for bringing us into the world. But we have another ancestry, and that is the ancestry of our soul, the Oversoul, that aspect of God that created the truth, the inbred facet of our being. We come from a soul. We are a soul, and we are birthed from our Oversoul. And all of this becoming, creating our lives, our being, is that understanding that we are children of the Creator, child of God. And we are also, because of that, the God of our own creation. That which we create belongs to us. We are responsible for what we create. And we are impacted by what we create. And finally, the reminder that we are cosmic beings in human form. And we have the power to create, manifest, a heaven on earth, a true expression of our purpose on this earth. We were not meant to be here, to be in debt, to be enslaved, to work ourselves into oblivion. We are here to create a heaven on earth. And finally, the affirmation, I am that I am. I am multidimensional awareness, light and sound. I am a divine expression of the One, Mother, Father, Prime Creator. I am a child of the Divine Mother and the Divine Terra Gaia. I honor my ancestors, my father and my mother. I am a child of the Oversoul and a manifestation of my soul. I am a child of God and the God of my own creation. I am a cosmic being in human form, creating the manifestation of heaven on earth. I am that I am. Understand that we can go beyond the affirmation in making this deeper connection into the truth of who we are. And we do this by bringing our awareness into our bodies and connecting with the primary energy fields within us. And they are spoken of in many traditions. And primarily, I want you to focus on three inner fields of your body. In the lower abdomen, centered at the heart, soul, and in the mind. So we begin by expanding awareness into our lower abdomen, and you could think of it as being a small sun, a radiance within the body. And I want you to focus into this area of your inner abdomen, slightly lower than the navel, in the center of your being, and there being this radiance of sunlight. And the light is radiant. At the center is a diamond, the diamond of your own energy, the connection of your being, your life force. And feel that energy expand into a great radiance inside of your body. And bring your awareness to the field of your heart and solar plexus. And you have there also an inner sun, a radiance of the trueness of who you are, the connection to your source, to your soul, to the expansiveness of your being. And feel that radiance, feel the inner sun glowing bright into this diamond white light, like a radiance you could only imagine, you've perhaps never quite seen, but this beautiful radiance from the center, from your core, and at that central point is the diamond of your truth. Feel that radiance expanding, opening, expressing the heart, engaging the soul through the solar plexus. And we bring our awareness behind the central point of the mind, not where we have our critical thinking, but where we are open to the true expression of our expanded mind, and allow that radiance, that sun, to expand and grow to massive proportions, and allow that brilliance, that radiant diamond light, to shine forth, and be aware at the core, at that diamond, of the central awareness of your being to come alive. And as you have expanded these centers in the lower abdomen, the central point of the heart and the mind. Allow a pillar of light to grow between them so that there is a radiance of light shining from the top of your head to the bottom of your body, the bottom of your torso. You're filled with light. With your awareness gathered from the center of your heart, extend that light down through the lower abdomen and down deep within to the earth, and travel deep into the center of the earth, connecting with the diamond at the center of our beautiful planet, our home, and integrate, connect with that power, with that understanding, with the radiance and the love of Mother Terra Gaia, and allow that loving support to rise back into your body, supporting, sustaining your life force systems, flowing into your heart, expanding and understanding and compassion and knowing of the world in which we live. And with your awareness, bring that heart energy, the energy of Gaia, into the mind, the expansiveness of your mind, so far beyond the little troublesome thoughts, into the fullness of your awareness. And allow that diamond at the center of your mind to shine forth into the truth, into the knowing of all that you are and all that is. And extend that energy, taking the awareness of your heart, joining the mind awareness, and extend up through your crown, flowing all the way through to the center of our sun, and through the sun to the center of the galaxy, meeting with the divinity of our own galaxy, and expand into that awareness of all that is, allowing this pillar of light to extend from your being to the center of Gaia, to the center of the cosmos, and open yourself into that communication, that awareness, that expression of divine guidance that will assist you in coming to the fullness, the fullest expression of your being. And as you bring this energy in, allow your awareness to be open to the communication, to the words, to the images, to the reflections, to the counsel. And share your thoughts, your dreams, your intentions. Bring in the assistance of the divinity that is the full expression of your being. And as you bring in and begin to express from this expanded self, you will come to realize that there is joy in being. There is joy in being. And every experience can be experienced as one of joy and creativity. And that is what you deserve. That is what you are. You are joy. You are love. You are completeness. Listening to a special presentation of Heart of Mind Radio. I'm Kat. Catherine Davis, your host. During today's segment, we heard several affirmations. If you'd like a copy, it's free. Send an email request to heartofmindradio@gmail.com. Within this segment, we've heard several pieces of music, including I Believe It's You by David Nickturn, The Center by The Spirit of Rumi, Awakening by David Darling, and Light of You by Emmer Kenny. I do hope that you enjoyed and benefited from the preceding segments of the Heart of Mind radio program. You can find additional affirmations, meditation, breath, and energy practices on my website, qigongonline.net. That's QIGONGONLINE.net. QigongOnline.net. Or you can call for more information on live in-person practice sessions or private consultation and energy healing treatments. 347-480-1694. That's 347-480-1694. If you have questions about today's program or would like to receive more information about the various programs and events that will arise in the future, please send an email to heartofmindradio@gmail.com. I'm Catherine Davis. Stay tuned for more great programming.
WBAI is a listener-sponsored radio station that runs on support and annual funding. However, it has recently not obtained the critical funding it needs from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. On Sunday, August 2nd at 1 p.m., the WBAI Community Advisory Board will hold a teach-in. This will take place at the Atrium in Lower Manhattan at 60 Wall Street and will be a time for WBAI to explain why it has not received the staggering amount of nearly $700,000. We are a proud voice of the 99%, but it's difficult to spread their message without the proper resources. Once again, the date is Sunday, August 2nd, 1 p.m. at the Atrium in Lower Manhattan at 60 Wall Street. Please lend us your ears and attention while we work toward a solution.
Oh no! It's my sweetie's birthday tomorrow and I forgot to buy a present. It's 3 in the morning. Nothing's open. What am I gonna do?
I have an idea.
Tickets. I'll buy tickets to a fantastic event. I can do it anytime, even now, 3 in the morning, by going to the WBAI donation website, give2wbai.org. There's a great selection of plays, events, discussions, concerts, movies. I'll definitely find something. All I have to do is click on the header that says tickets. I'm saved! Happy birthday, sweetie!
That's give to, the numeral 2, WBAI.org, and click on the header that says tickets.
Hi, this is Donovan, and you're tuned to WBAI, listener-supported, non-commercial radio in New York.
Really? tuned to Rather Station, WBAI 99.5 FM New York, WBAI.org. 38 minutes after 1 o'clock, Jim Freund will be here next week, same place, same time. Hour of the Wolf.
I heard somebody say, burn,
burn, yes, just sitting in for him after 5 o'clock.
I never know right or wrong. They only taught me to be obedient. I never know right or wrong.